Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreeing to fast-track its review of President Donald Trump's wide-ranging tariffs. Oral argument set for the first week of November. That's according to reporting from CNBC and Reuters. At stake, hundreds of billions of dollars in duties, including reciprocal tariffs of 10 to 15% on imports from countries like Brazil, India, Canada, Mexico, and China. U.S. Court of Appeals previously ruled that Trump exceeded presidential authority by imposing global tariffs without an expiration date under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The administration argues the tariffs are legal and necessary, but opponents, including small business and several states, contend they bypass congressional authority, raising costs for consumers. Now, for ag, the debate significant. Farm groups remember China never fully lived up to its Phase One trade commitments, costing U.S. farmers export sales during the first Trump term. Critics argue tariffs and retaliatory measures depress commodity prices, shifting markets to South America. Supporters counter that tariffs, a needed tool to rebalance trade while protecting U.S. producers from unfair practices, just pointing to ongoing disputes over soybeans, rice, and livestock trade. Final ruling, though, could determine whether tariffs remain a cornerstone of U.S. trade policy or whether Congress must reclaim the lead on trade. Trade negotiations between the U.S. and India remain stalled, with ag at the center of the dispute. President Donald Trump recently highlighting the issue in comments about Indian Prime Minister Modi, underscoring the lack of progress on a comprehensive trade deal. While both sides have made overtures toward cooperation, sticking points over farm products have blocked an agreement. U.S. seeks greater access for its farm goods, particularly dairy, poultry, and grains, and into India's highly protected market. New Delhi has resisted, pointing to the need to protect its vast population of smallholder farms and citing cultural concerns around dairy and poultry imports. And at the same time, U.S. officials criticizing India's farm subsidies and tariffs, especially on rice and wheat, as unfair trade barriers distorting global prices. But again, Trump on Truth Social saying the U.S. and India remain friends. Well, a group of refinery state senators led by Mike Lee of Utah introducing legislation to block the Environmental Protection Agency from shifting renewable fuel obligations from small refineries to larger ones. The bill, called the Protect Consumers from Reallocation Cost Act of 2025, follows EPA's recent decision to clear more than 170 small refinery exemption requests dating back to 2016. Lawmakers from refinery-heavy states argue that forcing larger refineries to make up the exempted gallons would drive up fuel prices, harming local refiners. Farm and biofuel groups see it differently. American Farm Bureau Federation, National Corn Growers Association, and biofuel industry leaders warn that failing to reallocate those gallons could undermine demand for corn-based ethanol, biodiesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. It's Agriculture Today.
When you raise dryland cotton, one of the only things you control is input costs. Reduce your seed costs by as much as 75% without sacrificing yield potential with BSD 9X cotton from Brownfield Seed in Dlenning. Perfectly adapted for dryland acres, BSD 9X is large seed and has excellent early season vigor and consistently yields at the top in university trials. Find out about BSD 9X by calling 806-637-6282 or visit brownfieldseed.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
We are now the sickest country in the world.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at a Make America Healthy Again Commission event on Tuesday.
We announced this week, CDC announced, that 76.4% of Americans are suffering a chronic disease. And my uncle was president, it was 11%. In 1950, it was 3%. And we're the sickest country in the world. We have the highest chronic disease burden of any country in the world. And yet we spend more on health care than any country in the world. We spend 2 to 3 times what European nations spend. We spend nearly as much in our country for health care as all the other nations in the world combined. And yet we have the worst health outcomes. We've lost 6 years in lifespan and longevity to Europe in the past 20 years. Our kids, our girls are hitting puberty 6 years earlier than historically. Our young men have sperm counts that are half of what they ought to be. They have testosterone levels that are half of what they ought to be. We have diabetes that is now endemic, not just epidemic, it's everywhere. 38% of teens are now diabetic or pre-diabetic. When I was a kid, it was zero. And the autism rates, which the president is particularly concerned with, have dropped from less than 1 in 10,000 in 1970 to 1 in every 31 kids today. So this is a national security issue. Eight out of 10 of our children, of our young men, cannot qualify for military service. It's national security. It's our economy. It's wrecking. This is an existential crisis for our country, and I'm so grateful that I work for a president that is willing to run through walls to stop this and to heal our kids. We have the most business-friendly president probably in history. There's never been a president in my lifetime that is more willing to challenge businesses when they overreach. That was more fearless about challenging entrenched interests in our society. And so many times I've had discussions with him about a certain injury or illness, and he'll say, and how unpopular it will be if we talk about the solutions, which are going to hurt certain businesses. And he said, I don't care. He says again and again, I don't care. This is children. We need to save the children. Well, I'm very, very grateful to work for him. I'm grateful that a lot of these 128 recommendations are things that I've been dreaming about my whole life. I've been working for in congressional campaigns and presidential campaigns for other candidates. And they get into office and they say, well, we just can't do it. A lot of these things are things that I never thought about. It came from our discussions. We met with 150 farmers and farm organizations. We met with every kind of stakeholder, with doctors, with patients, with just regular Americans, and with school teachers, with people who are deeply, deeply concerned about what's happening to our children. There's never been an effort like this across all the government agencies. All of us are balancing complex issues with many, many diverse stakeholders. We're looking at economic impacts and health impacts and environmental impacts, and we're trying to make a policy that is going to work.
It's Agriculture Today.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is Agriculture Today.
In PPC, Maria Ziba testified before the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative in favor of opening an investigation of Brazil's unfair tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade. Ziba pointed out the South American country ignores its international commitments under the World Trade Organization's sanitary-phytosanitary agreement, imposing several requirements on imported products that are more stringent than they are on domestic products. Another of Brazil's non-tariff barriers is its insistence that U.S. pork be either frozen or tested for trichinae despite U.S. biosecurity measures that have reduced the risk of trichinella in the U.S. swine herd to negligible levels. Trichinae requirements violate numerous provisions of the WTO-SPS agreement. In Ziba's testimony and in comments submitted to USTR in mid-August, it was noted that Brazil has failed to finalize an export certificate to allow entry of U.S. pork, citing the U.S. government's acceptance of regionalization from European Union countries that have African swine fever. But Brazil submitted a similar regionalization agreement request to the U.S. for foot and mouth disease, which the U.S. government recognized and which has allowed pork from the Santa Catarina region of Brazil to be exported to the United States. Brazil has a de facto ban on U.S. pork that stymies access to its market for reasons that lack scientific justification and violate several international trade commitments, Ziba told the USTR. In a win for pig farmers and pork producers, the EPA will not change its long-standing meat and poultry processing effluent guidelines and standards. In 2024, following the filing of sue and settle litigation by animal rights, environmental, and other social justice activist groups, the Biden administration's EPA proposed costly changes to its MPP regulations that would have imposed more stringent permitting provisions for meat processors nationwide. These changes would have required numerous plants to shut down or slow down processing while making major facility upgrades. Over the past 2 years, NPPC and other impacted stakeholders worked with EPA to understand the true impact of the proposal on livestock production and the meat processing industry. In deciding not to act, EPA determined that the proposal would have no positive environmental impact, and it may have even undermined existing wastewater protections already in place. Finally, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently announced a commitment to increase the number of food animal veterinarians across the country and recruit veterinarians to join USDA to help protect America's farmers, animals, and the U.S. food supply. With large animal veterinarians in short supply, USDA's Rural Veterinary Action Plan will make new investments in scholarships for college students to go into veterinary medicine and initiate incentives for veterinarians to work for the agency. Among other actions, USDA will increase the funding and streamline the application process, putting it online for the veterinary grant programs. They'll analyze the rural veterinary shortages to better understand the needs of farmers and ranchers and recruit and retain USDA veterinarians who can be posted to rural areas, used at U.S. ports of entry, and tasked with working on export certificates by making government service more attractive.
From Washington, that's Mike Davis. This is Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
EPA is committed to using the best available science, and you heard that from a number of our speakers today, the importance of seeking out the gold standard of science.
At a Make America Healthy Again Commission event on Tuesday, the administrator of EPA, Lee Zeldin.
We are concerned from an enforcement standpoint, the use of illegal pesticides, the importing of pesticides into the country, and working with other partner agencies to crack down on that. You heard Mr. Kratsios talking about AI, and I'm grateful for his leadership on that front. We're incorporating important IT upgrades and AI upgrades inside the chemical office. We inherited a backlog in January of 14,000 pesticide reviews. That was the backlog. 500 in the new chemical reviews. One of the needs on top of updating the IT is also to add scientists to the chemicals office, which we are doing. We are increasing the bandwidth and capacity inside of that office. I also touched on my remarks with regards to precision agriculture. Just about a week and a half ago, I was at San Diego State University, where they were showing off their first in the nation precision agriculture program, which is now being replicated at universities elsewhere around the country, training up that next generation of farmers. It's very important, not just economically, but also for health, safety, environmental reasons, for these farmers to be able to utilize these new technologies, which are expensive. But the biggest hurdle, the biggest obstacle that is being encountered is just the need for more advocacy and education of the infrastructure that is out there, the innovations that are out there. But again, it's important for us to follow the best available science, to pursue that gold standard science, and that's a commitment that we often met about here. The one other point I'd mention, too, is what I noticed in my conversations with farmers is a strong desire to pursue any opportunity to improve health for our children, to improve access to a healthier food supply. There's a lot of pride in the product that these farmers are producing and supplying to America's families. But the argument that I've heard at farms all across this country is that they proudly consider themselves to play a very key tip of the spear role in feeding America, to make sure that America is healthy again. So I think this is maybe more personal to them than just about anyone else.
Dr. Jay Bhattacharya is director of the NIH.
Part of the NIH is the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences, and it's devoted to specifically the question of how chemical exposures and other exposures are linked to human health. The National Toxicology Program also is also devoted to that, and it's a central part of the MAHA agenda. As Minister Zeldin said, we're applying gold standard science to get answers. The goal isn't to just willy-nilly say you can't do this or you can't do that, but to get excellent science devoted to questions about what pesticides are associated with bad outcomes in human health and what aren't. And so to address these complex policy questions about how to have a food network of this country that supports the health of the country while allowing farmers to remain the most important productive force in the world for nutrition.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
For every dollar of tax collections we get next year, what are we going to spend?
The chairman of the Joint Economic Committee in Congress, Representative David Schweikert from Arizona.
For every dollar of tax collections we take in next year, we're going to spend $1.43. Just this one number right here should scare the hell out of people. And instead, the hallways around here are full of people demanding more spending. Just a little while ago in my office were more people saying, can you get us a grant? Can you get us more money? Can you regulate our competition? For every dollar of tax collections this year. Now look, we still got 3 more weeks before the fiscal year's over. My estimate is we're going to spend $1.39. Next year it's $1.43. How long do you intend for this to go on? And here's your problem. Most of that increase in spending is not some sort of crazy this, crazy that. It's interest. Remember, interest rates are up. We still have to finance about $10 trillion of refinance this year. And we're going to bring about $2.3 trillion in total new debt this year. Next year, the baseline was we're going to borrow $2.5 trillion. It's probably going to be less, $300 billion because of customs duties, tariffs. But here's something I beg of everyone, whether you be on the left or the right, burn this into your psyche. We borrow about $70,000 to $72,000 every second. And almost all the growth in that borrowing is interest and health care costs. Mr. Speaker, sorry, forgive me. I enjoy tormenting you. I don't mean to. Think of this. In 7 years, the Social Security Trust Fund is empty. And under the law, grandma takes a 24% cut in her check. In 7 years, we double senior poverty in America. Yet, if you're an idiot like I am and you get up and say, we really should work on this, the Democrat consultants are going to beat the crap out of a Republican and vice versa. For even mentioning the fact about the math. It's not Republican math. It's not Democrat math. It's in the Social Security Actuary Report. In seven years, the Medicare Trust Fund is empty. So if you're running a hospital or one of these where you're the Part A Trust Fund is your revenue source, you get an 11% cut in 7 years. This year, we're going to spend $1 trillion on Medicare. In 7 years, we spend $2 trillion. It doubles in 7 years. It's demographics. It's not personal. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's what we are as a society. We have the same number of 18-year-olds today as we had 20 years ago, but we have double the number of our brothers and sisters who are 65. It's math. And behind these microphones this week, how many people have come up behind the microphones and actually talked about math? About the demographics, about the economic future. I would argue understanding the math is moral. Is it moral to look the other way and in 7 years double senior poverty? But yet you will get the living crap kicked out of you around here if you actually tell the truth about the math because we've spent so many decades lying to the American people.
It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
This is Agriculture Today.
I am also proud today to announce the issuance of a revised farm-to-school request for applications. This RFA takes multiple steps in support of USDA's initiative to put farmers first and to promote healthy choices, healthy families, and healthy outcomes.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins at an event on Tuesday for Making Children Healthy Again.
This year's opportunity streamlines the application process, supports expanding access for small family farms to markets and infrastructure by facilitating connections to the Child Nutrition Marketplace, which is a huge government-funded marketplace with the opportunity to really move the market. Furthermore, the grant program's commitment to educating children about the source of their food and support for agricultural education helps prepare our next generation of farmers. We are utilizing the depth and reach of USDA to make America healthy again. To date, we have purchased nearly $1 billion. USDA has purchased nearly $1 billion worth of fresh seafood, fruit, and vegetables from American producers through our Section 32 program. These foods are distributed to food banks and other nutrition programs across the country. We'll continue to actively work with Secretary Kennedy in crafting the dietary guidelines, which will be out very, very soon. And within those guidelines, we will be completely resetting and reworking what we suggest to Americans that has a massive, massive impact on how USDA distributes our programs. Federal nutrition advice must be sound, simple, and clear. These guidelines will prioritize whole, healthy, and nutritious foods such as whole fat dairy, fruits, vegetables, and meats, and suggest limiting highly processed foods and those high in sugar. President Trump and our colleagues on the MAHA Commission know our current health outcomes, especially for our kids, are unsustainable and that American farmers are at the heart of the solution. Chronic disease is a challenge in our country. Most American children's diets are dominated by highly processed foods filled with added sugars, unpronounceable ingredients, and additives. We know the American food system is the safest in the world, but now we must do what it takes to make it the healthiest in the world. As the proud representative of America's farmers and ranchers in Washington, second only to President Trump, I am so encouraged by the roadmap that this report presents today. It shows where opportunities exist to improve technology, research, and outcomes. America's farmers and ranchers dedicate their lives to the noble cause of feeding our country and the world, and in doing so have created the safest, most affordable, and most abundant food supply in the world. And now is the time to act. Using the power of the executive branch, the whole of government approach across our entire cabinet in the White House, USDA will continue to deregulate, to research, and to promote solutions that not only improve nutrition programs and their outcomes, but also regenerative agriculture practices and other conservation programs. USDA's upcoming regenerative pilot program is built to address on-farm resource concerns while also providing farmers with usable, outcomes-based conservation plans. Additionally, we will leverage existing funding from research agencies to produce applied science informing farmer decision-making on regenerative agriculture. It is a new day at USDA.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.